Welcome to the Litigation Finance Podcast. I'm your host, John Freund. This podcast is brought to you by the Litigation Finance Journal, the only dedicated news source to the litigation finance industry. Please visit www.litigationfinancejournal.com. Our guest today is Robert Hanna, co-founder of Augusta Ventures. Augusta is the UK's largest litigation funder by case volume and overseas lead generation. Prior to founding Augusta, Robert spent over two decades in the hedge fund industry, including acting as global head of marketing and sales at Merrill Lynch and CIO of Mako Investment Managers. Robert, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here. So we're going to be discussing changes in the UK market following the COVID lockdown. But let me start by asking about the status of commercial litigation funding in the UK prior to COVID. So if you could just describe for us how the market was growing, evolving, what sort of cases were being funded, how were attorneys and corporations responding to the idea of litigation funding all, you know, going into COVID towards the end of last year and beginning of this year?
Yeah. Well, my view is I think litigation financing has been slowly growing and slowly getting acceptance from the law firms. Typically, I think law firms and lawyers have been cautious of litigation funders, to say the least. And I think that has fortunately been changing over the last couple of years. And principally because claimants have become aware of litigation funding. And I will thank our good friends at Burford, who have really brought litigation funding to the mainstream. They've obviously been in the financial press for various reasons. But as a result of that, the CFOs of corporates are fully aware that it exists. And certainly it's my belief that they've reached out to the lawyers that they have trusted over the years and have asked them to explain what litigation funding is all about and who they should use and how they should use it. So as a result of this, we are seeing a lot more of the mainstream corporate players coming into the market and looking for litigation funding.
Wow, well, I'm sure Burford will be happy to hear that. You don't hear litigation funders complimenting each other very often, but that's great. We love to hear that at LFJ. Well, why don't you take me through what's happening now in the wake of the COVID lockdowns? We're sort of still in the middle of that, obviously, hopefully coming out of it. What are some of the immediate impacts on both the broader UK legal services market, also on the commercial litigation funding market specifically?
We are seeing, there's no doubt about it, we are seeing a large growth in inquiries. Personally, we've seen a lot of the cases that we have in our pipeline actually come to fruition. So claimants who traditionally take a bit of time to decide whether they want to take funding or not have all of a sudden decided that they do want to take it, and have stepped up and signed engagements. So from our point of view, that's a good thing. I think everyone is talking about the fact that there will be more litigation generally. Unfortunately, there's going to be more insolvencies in the market. But typically, and particularly if you reference 2008, 2009, it takes a bit of time for those cases to feed through the system. So we would expect in the next 6 to 9 months, you're going to get more inquiries on the insolvency side. You're also getting a direct consequence of the virus, you're beginning to see the business interruption claims, which are going to be numerous. I think fortunately the FCA have stepped in, and they are doing or running a number of representative action, so we'll see the result of that. But then also you're going to have a number of force majeure type claims. You're going to have you're going to just get a general increase in litigation. But I think what you're also seeing is whereas we've always described litigation funding as a risk management tool for claimants, which I strongly believe it is, and I strongly believe that all claimants should be aware of the cost of litigation financing and then make an informed decision as to whether they want to choose it, select it or not. I think more you're getting litigation funding being treated as an additional source of liquidity. So we are seeing firms who may not have expected to be interested in litigation funding stepping up and deciding that they want to take someone else's money to run their claims. And that's a big difference. And I think that is going to be probably the biggest change in the industry, which is why I'm personally, and I think the industry is anticipating a huge opportunity for the industry. But I think we've also got to be aware that the environment is a hostile environment for many, many players. And so one has to be responsible in these difficult times.
Yeah, that's really, really interesting and certainly exciting times for the industry, given, like you said, the corporate interest there. What about on the law firm side, though? You know, prior to COVID, Augusta had announced a slew of portfolio funding deals with some very prominent law firms, Pinsent Masons, Acuity, HFW. What's been the impact of COVID and the lockdown on law firm interest?
I think law firms will always work in the best interest of their clients, of course. But if a client is considering litigation, or even if it's a client who's not considering litigation, there is the chance to consider it now with litigation funding. And I think lawyers are more, while there's always been an obligation to discuss litigation funding, I do think lawyers are now much more accepting of it and offering it to clients perhaps a little bit more strongly than they have in the past. And clearly from a law firm's point of view, it's always useful to know that your bills at the end of every month are going to be paid, which is the case if you're taking litigation funding.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, when I look at the lockdown, the impending recession, I see in terms of what, through the lens of litigation finance, I see some both opportunities and threats on the horizon. So on the one hand, you have clients who are in desperate need of capital, as you just mentioned. That's a terrific opportunity for litigation funders. On the other, there's a concern about extended case times, even defendant collectability, right? So how do you manage these competing concerns when you're evaluating claims?
It is a difficult business. There's no doubt about it. You know, in the past, the biggest reason we turned down cases was on the recoverability angle. And I think that is a risk that is higher than it's ever been. You know, you may well have a defendant who appears on the face of it to be in a very creditworthy counterpart. And then in the last couple of months, things have changed dramatically. So that is a big risk, absolutely. And I think it's the biggest risk we face. It will be interesting to see how things develop. We would say litigation funding or claimant may well be prepared to accept a settlement earlier, or both parties may be prepared to accept a settlement earlier. And it's interesting, I was speaking to a major person in the judiciary who was saying that the number of settlements this year, year to date, are higher in the High Court than they were in the whole of 2019. So once again, you're seeing claimants very eager to get liquidity, and I think that's an interesting aspect of the effect of the virus. But there are going to be positives and negatives, and I think that is why we always feel that you want as diversified a portfolio as you possibly can to try and manage the recovery risk that always exists in litigation.
Your firm, Augusta, is at this point in the process very well positioned, you know, going into this, what we all expect and I think hope will be a growth phase for the industry. Augusta is well positioned right now. You're firmly established. Do you anticipate other funders are going to spring up over the coming years? Are you concerned about market saturation or an oversupply of capital?
I think there will be new players coming into the market. There's no doubt about that. You know, I think there have been hedge funds who've been in the market right from the start, you're getting lawyers who are becoming litigation funders, which I think is not a bad thing. I think what one's got to be careful of is people think litigation funding is a straightforward process. We would only invest in between 2 or 3% of the cases that we see, and we are seeing some pretty impressive cases sometimes. So it's people do maybe think it's a lot easier than it turns out to be. I think law firms are reasonably well placed to take advantage of it, but again, litigation funding is more than just working out the merits of a case. So it's imperative that the new players are sophisticated players. They understand the risk they're getting involved with. They have the capital to back the case all through the life cycle of the case. And if that's the case, I welcome it. What I'm wary of is where you get small new funders coming into the market thinking that this is a one-way bet for them, and at the first sign of trouble, them either falling over or stepping away from the market.
Yeah, certainly. And there's some concern about reputational risk there for the industry, but I think with the industry is in a much sturdier place than it was 10 years ago. So, you know, even if you do have one or two of those kind of situations, I don't think it'll really damage the credibility of the industry at this point.
No, and I think, you know, it would be worth saying at this stage, you know, something about the Association of Litigation Funders. You know, that is a self-regulatory authority. I think if one was a claimant looking to take funding, that should give you sufficient comfort to know that you're dealing with professionals who have money to pursue the claim all the way to trial and beyond.
Absolutely. And the Association of Litigation Funders, a terrific idea, terrific organization. I've long championed one here in America. Hopefully we'll get one soon. But anyhow, final question, and I do want to shift away from COVID, actually, for this last question, because, you know, in late 2019, Augusta formed a consumer claims division. So this is real interesting because a lot of the large, especially large commercial funders, they typically shy away from consumer claims. It's out of their wheelhouse. So I'm curious why the expansion into consumer claims.
Look, I think it's our DNA, I think. We Augusta was set up by three non-lawyers. All of us were associated with the finance market. And when we started, we wanted to build a diversified portfolio. We felt that was the way we could provide sufficient protection to our investors. Typically, most cases in the UK will settle before they get to court. We think over 90%. Most claimants win if they are unlucky enough to go to trial. Say around 60% or so. So we realized those odds were in our favor, and we felt that to make those odds work, we needed to have a sufficiently large universe. And therefore, we focused on building a scalable business, and I think that's what we've done. We were approached a couple of years ago by a company that had a large number of these smaller claims, and we used a very similar process to the one that we use for the larger claims. And it's all about process, setting up a repeatable process that can handle cases of that size. And to us, that worked very well, and we're pleased to be in there. And we think it's an interesting part of litigation funding. Our aim has always been to fund across the spectrum of litigation cases. So we fund small, medium, and large cases, but we're also happy to do what we call the micro cases as well.
Well, that's really interesting. And, you know, as a publication that covers both consumer and commercial, I've always expected to see more of that, but I'm glad to see Augusta expand into consumer. That's really terrific. And Robert, we really appreciate you coming on here and sharing your thoughts on everything. Much.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. And if you're interested in learning more about Augusta, you can visit them at their website, www.augustaventures.com. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time on the Litigation Finance Podcast.